Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. Happy New Year to everyone. And this morning we are focusing on the year of Jubilee in our Catholic Church and the theme, A Meaning of Hope. Hope does not disappoint. And we're raising up pilgrims of hope in our schools and our parishes. Stay tuned for an inspiring conversation as we embark on this new year, the year of Jubilee in our church 2025. But before we begin, I want to give a big thank you out to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Now for a warm Catholic education welcome to our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Lauren Martin. Lauren is in studio with me, and also Erica Gamero. She is the Director of Department of Liturgy and Worship, as well as the Episcopal Master of Ceremonies. Erica and Lauren, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year. This is the first show from 2025, starting the new year off, so thanks for coming into studio here this morning. Erica, I want to begin with you first, as we don't have you as a guest on our program regularly. For those that may not be familiar, can you explain what you do for the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Well, as the Director of Worship, I assist Bishop Zubik, who is the Chief Liturgist of the Diocese, and I ensure that our priests, deacons, and liturgical ministers have the resources they need to celebrate the liturgical life of the church well. And then as Bishop Zubik's Master of Ceremonies, I assist him during public masses and other public liturgical events.
So you're always seen at the high-profile masses. I kind of like make you as like traffic control. You direct traffic, basically. Yeah. Keep the liturgy flowing. And you do it so quite well. You're a really great asset to the priests and the bishop and the deacons.
Thank you.
Whenever you're on. And really keeps everybody in line. That's really great. Now, can you explain the year of Jubilee in our Catholic Church? What does this mean for us and our parishes and parishioners for 2025?
Sure. So it's very exciting that this year is an ordinary year of Jubilee. The last time we had one was in the year 2000, because these Jubilee years are proclaimed every 25 years, and that has been going on since the 13th century. So this is a longstanding tradition in the church. It celebrates the year of grace, which was inaugurated by Christ through his incarnation and Paschal mystery. Jubilee years typically include pilgrimages, processions, special celebrations of Mass, and an emphasis on an invitation to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And these liturgies provide us with an opportunity to receive mercy, but also to extend mercy to others. This year, Pope Francis has named the theme of the Jubilee as the Jubilee Year Pilgrims of Hope. And he released his papal bull with that title, Hope Does Not Disappoint, on May 9th, 2024. And so Pope Francis has said that this Jubilee year is an opportunity to be renewed in hope in a world that is coming out of the pandemic, wars going on throughout the world, that we are just a world that needs to be renewed in hope.
Be in hope, yeah. And that's hard to believe. That was 25 years ago, year 2000. I wasn't even ordained yet.
I was still in college.
You were still in college. Wow. I was in my third year at St. Vincent Seminary in Latrobe. Here we are 25 years later. Wow. How should this year of Jubilee be incorporated into our schools too?
I think the Jubilee provides an opportunity for students and teachers, staff, families to extend hope to others, especially through the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. It invites them to pray in a special way for those who may be in need of hope. And the year also encourages students to learn more about their baptismal call as Catholics, to embrace the Sacrament of Reconciliation, which, of course, is Jesus's great gift of mercy towards us.
I like that. Yeah. I want to talk about now one of the foundations of the year of the Jubilee of Hope. Hope does not disappoint. And I want to bring in Lauren Martin on this important topic. Lauren, what are we seeing in our parishes and schools about the importance of hope, hope that does not disappoint, and how crucial in retaining hope in Christ today as we begin a new year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's beyond crucial. It's necessary. I mean, there's just so much negativity, especially in our secular culture. You know, when we can help our students, whether they're in our religious education programs or in our schools, understand that by bringing hope to others, how they can be inspired by the hope that they see and really find a sense of joy in that. It doesn't have to be in some gigantic act that costs a lot of money. It really is just by helping one another, really looking at the dignity of each human person, and in that finding Christ. And then when they do that, seeing how that just inspires joy all around them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and now that a lot of people have made like New Year's resolutions or goals, new attitudes, get a fresh start. What a awesome opportunity now, as we begin the new month, new year, to give hope and to not look backward, but look forward. And that's what it is all about, to encourage people, look at the positive blessings. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you know, that's where, you know, finding gratitude in those moments, seeing those positive things really inspires, that kind of mindset that we want all of our students to be able to have, so that they find hope and that they can also inspire hope in others.
Now, Erica, how is this year of Jubilee then transferred from the schools to our homes and parishes, youth groups, families, and into the home churches? How could we pass that along?
Well, we have put together toolkits for parishes.
Nice.
That they'll be able to look at these toolkits and get ideas for faith formation, for youth groups, for young adult groups. The schools also have a toolkit, and they will be able to, parishes and schools will be able to pick what they would like to do, and also just incorporate what they're already doing and put an emphasis on how can we inspire hope in others through things that we're already doing. And so that's what we're really encouraging parishes and schools to do, is to take a look at what you're already doing. How can you be intentional about this during this year of Jubilee? How can you take going to maybe the Red Door or collecting money for Chimbote? And how can you look at this as a way to inspire hope in others? How are you bringing hope to others?
In parishes, schools, religious ed programs consistently have programs and tax. So it's not like you're reinventing the wheel, but you're giving them this toolbox, if you will. And here's some extra resources, and open up that box and seeing the many, many optional possibilities to enhance what they're already doing and maybe some new things that they could do. Lauren, you want to add to that too?
Yeah, I think it's about making the connection with this particular theme, because then they can really look to see, we do this already, but now we can give this a different purpose, a new purpose, or maybe a more inspired purpose than we had before, and really connecting it back to what our Holy Father is asking us to do. Where are we supposed to focus this year? And how we can then make those connections from an educational standpoint.
Sure.
As you know, if you can make those connections and draw lines through things, and that really will help students connect what they're doing with how they can live out their faith in their daily lives. So how do I inspire hope for others? Look at all of these options that I have, and how that all has the theme of hope through it. Then they can take that wherever they go. Here's how I can inspire hope whenever they want to do it.
New possibilities,
new possibilities.
Yeah. So it's not like you're forcing them, oh, we have to do this because it's the year of Jubilee, but we're already doing it and we're enhancing the programs.
Exactly.
Plus opening up new avenues too. And I'm just thinking, as a pastor and my religious ed program, youth ministry, and then also helping out in the schools, saying Mass at Mary of Nazareth or Sarah Catholic, or when I go to around the diocese, and just seeing how the schools and the religious ed programs do these programs like Chimbote, helping out at the Red Door, doing a clothing drive or a food drive, helping with the Little Sisters of the Poor, visiting shut-ins. But this toolkit can then help enhance the teachers, the religious ed coordinators, the students, and the youth leaders to say, hey, these are extra resources that we're providing for you. And enhance that, you want to add?
And it's a really nice way, I think, to connect all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the Catholic schools, the religious education programs, the parishes. It's how are we doing this together?
Together.
How are we doing this as a church?
Right. No one is an island, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's a big circle. Mm-hmm. Erica, you want to add anything in the last 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think that in the papal bull, Pope Francis always also gives suggestions as to what to focus on. He talks about from a catechetical standpoint of taking a look at the baptismal font and focusing on that, meditating on the baptismal font and our baptismal call, looking at the four dogmatic constitutions of Vatican II, you know, which can be done in our high schools, also in parishes.
Right. We have lots more to talk about. We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth, and Happy New Year as we start the new year mid-January now, first back from our radio program this year. And I am delighted to continue this conversation on the significance of hope and becoming pilgrims of hope. And it's one of the pillars of this year of Jubilee in our Catholic Church of 2025. We all need to fortify that hope in our Savior today more than ever in these tumultuous times that we are living in. But before we begin, I want to give a big shout out to our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And joining me this morning, as we start the new year off, I am delighted to have in studio our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Lauren Martin, and Erica Gamero, who is the Director of Worship and Episcopal Master of Ceremonies for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Once again, Erica and Lauren, welcome back for the second segment.
Good morning.
Now, Lauren, let's begin with you becoming pilgrims of hope in this year of Jubilee. This is an effort lived out in our Catholic schools. Can you tell us about service to others and how this plays a significant role in being and becoming pilgrims of hope?
Of course. I mean, service to others is a foundational component of our Catholic education in the first place. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, you know, putting the lens of hope through this, how can we be pilgrims of hope to others? You know, many of our schools right before Christmas would have gone through several different service projects, especially in Advent, where they are collecting canned food items for our local soup kitchens, where they're going to the Red Door and they're serving the people in Pittsburgh. Mary's Place, Sister's Place, all kinds of opportunities to raise money and to be able really to inspire those that are around them, especially those that are less fortunate, to say, you know, we're here to be with you to, you know, really help in any way that we can, but also to dignify you as a human being. So, you know, we do that a lot in our Catholic schools, and our students really get inspired by that. So being able to do that through the lens of hope, especially as we come into 2025 here, is a really special opportunity. And we're going to continue with that, especially when we get into Lent. You know, we get into a lot of our schools will do fundraisers for our Chimbote mission for the diocese. And again, really through that lens of hope is really special.
And as we just saw the holidays just end last couple weeks, it was really nice to see the food drives, the angel trees. They were popping up all over in the various parishes, the schools, and then visiting the Red Door downtown, the feeding the poor, especially during this time of year. People always wanted to give. So it's really nice to see what people did for the holidays. But now after all that hustle and bustle is past, we turn the page now, 2025, and we want to continue that. And especially with Chimbote coming up and other Lent is right around the corner, hard to believe. We put away the Christmas items, and then we're getting ready for the season of Lent, hard to believe, and then Easter. So the calendar year, it just rolls. It goes really quick, especially being an educator yourself. You know, one calendar year ends, and then boom, you flip the page and something else is coming down the pike.
All kinds of exciting things.
Absolutely. Never stops, right?
Never stops.
And as we begin the Jubilee that ended, the year ended 2024, more accurately, we kicked off the start of the Jubilee. Erica, can you tell us about this special Mass that took place at St. Paul Cathedral with an emphasis on the Jubilee? It began on the Feast of the Holy Family, and what was the significance of this special Mass?
So each Jubilee year begins with a great and joyful celebration, and our greatest prayer of the Church is the Mass, so it's only fitting that we begin the Holy Year with Holy Mass. The Mass began with opening rites in the gym at Oakland Catholic High School. During those opening rites, Bishop Zubik introduced the Jubilee Year. There were some paragraphs read from the papal bull, and then we processed into St. Paul Cathedral, led by our diocesan Jubilee crucifix, which was then placed in the sanctuary of the cathedral. It will remain there for the entirety of the Jubilee year. And that crucifix takes the place of the typical holy door. For this Jubilee, holy doors are only being opened in Rome. And one of the interesting things is Pope Francis has decided to open up a holy door in a prison.
Interesting.
In order to bring hope to the prisoners. So I thought that was a nice touch.
So this crucifix will be in place at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland for this whole year, 2025.
Yes, and the crucifix is actually the Holy Father had asked each diocese to pick a crucifix has significant meaning to each diocese. And so Bishop Zubik chose the crucifix that normally hangs in the Cardinal's Great Hall. And since the diocese hosts so many events in the Cardinal's Great Hall, that would be something that would be recognizable to people.
And the Cardinal's Great Hall is located on the campus of the Pastoral Center out in Greentree, Crafton area.
Yeah.
You know, not too far from the KDK studios. Yeah, right down the street. Now, Lauren, as we look ahead to start, Catholic Schools Week is at the end of this month. Hard to believe. I know you're revving up, coming up. Get those engines running. And to tell our students about being pilgrims of hope, we're an area of bullying, mental health issues, anxiety, social media misuses. Now more than ever, we are here as pilgrims of hope. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you know, coming off of a season where they would have just been providing so much hope to other people, there's this dynamic thing that happens in finding the joy and bringing hope to others really does lift the positive spirit. And then, you know, dignifying the human person, then they do that with one another in the schools. It's this really unique time where you really see that they're finding Christ in one another. And they're seeing it on a regular basis, and it really gives us the opportunity that other people don't have, depending on the schools that they're in, right? We can identify that, we can call it out, and we can do that as a part of our Catholic schools, which is really special.
Now, with Catholic Schools Week coming up, I always enjoy Catholic Schools Week because it's like one big party all week. It's like Mardi Gras. You just keep partying every day. And it's a fun time to highlight our Catholic schools and our students, our educators, parents, benefactors. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Catholic Schools Week coming up at the end of this month?
Yeah, absolutely. The students will experience all kinds of fun activities. Again, really celebrating the uniqueness that Catholic schools have and our students' ability to practice their faith while they're also in school. So they'll be doing everything from talent shows to having special masses to all kinds of usually fun activities that are themed. Maybe they'll be even allowed to dress down on those days. They get really excited about it. And it really is a big party. We should celebrate the fact that
absolutely.
We get to have Catholic schools.
It's a fun week. Yeah. Now, Erica, I'm going to give you the last word. Hope for the year of Jubilee in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Any final closing thoughts?
Sure. So as St. Paul tells us, hope does not disappoint. And my hope and prayer for this year is that all of the clergy and faithful of the Diocese of Pittsburgh will know that our hope, our peace, our joy comes from Jesus Christ. He is our hope. He is our salvation. And may all of us in the diocese be the hope of Jesus Christ to all whom we encounter during this Jubilee year and beyond.
And I invite people to go to St. Paul Cathedral to take a look at that special crucifix for the whole year. And also, as Catholic Schools Week is approaching in the next couple weeks, there's going to be a lot of open houses. So this is a wonderful opportunity for parents, grandparents to come in, take a walk in the halls and take a look. Would you agree, Lauren?
Absolutely. So if your child's in a Catholic school, if you have family in a Catholic school, go see what they're doing. But if you've never considered a Catholic school, this is a great time to go see what that option looks like and really how we live out our faith every day.
And I say it's kind of like when you're shopping for a car. You want to take a test drive. And when you're shopping for a school, elementary or high school, these open houses are the opportunity to walk literally in the halls, check out the classrooms, the facilities, talk to the students, the educators, the parents, the families who are part of that. It's one big happy family. Erica Gamero and Lauren Martin, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the baptism of our Lord. This is hard to believe, but today is the final day of the Christmas season, and we always end Christmas with the feast of the baptism of the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, John, who is the cousin of Jesus, baptizes Jesus in the Jordan, and the Jewish custom of cleansing the body was a way to prepare for a family gathering or divine worship, and baptism became a way of demonstrating transformation. So by undergoing John's baptism, Jesus signifies that his life was off to a new start. And we know that Jesus was sinless, that he really didn't need to be baptized, but he wanted to plunge into the water to be part of us. And this incarnate sign, it really ignited his mission. And this was his beginning of his ministry as he was teaching, preaching, and healing. So by beginning the public mission, the baptism of the Lord reminds us of our own baptism and how we can be cleansed, how we can get a fresh start. And starting the new year off with 2025, let us remind ourselves to be washed clean, start fresh, maybe make some New Year's resolutions or goals, and to be mindful of our own baptismal call to go out just like Jesus did, preaching and teaching and sharing the good news. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And thanks to Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh.